Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast. I'm glad you're with me again, and I want to share with you a passage from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. I want to talk to you about learning from a chalk line. I was running the other day and found a chalk line or snap line on the side of the road. Usually when I run, I pray, quote scripture, or think about sermons, but on this occasion, because I saw the chalk line, my mind began to muse on the purpose of that particular snap line. For those who may not know what a chalk line is, it is a box with a string that will stretch out to almost 50 feet. The string has chalk on it and is used to mark a long straight line. The string is to be tightened and then snapped to leave a clear chalk mark on the board. The chalk will wear off eventually, but allows for a visual of a straight line. And so our Christian lives are to be chalk lines that provide a clear visual for others to follow. As Christ provided us a pattern, we are to provide a pattern for those who follow us. As a Christian, you have more influence than you think. Therefore, the pattern needs to be clear. If your parents, those children are looking at you. Your friends are looking at you. Church members are looking at you. If you know Christ, you have a responsibility and you have an influence. So first, there needs to be something in you. Just as the snap line has to be filled with chalk from time to time, so does the Christian. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." We need to be filled with God's Spirit and His Word for there to be a worthwhile visual of our Christianity. Second, there needs to be a tightening of the string and a snap of the line for a clear mark to be made. We as Christians need to be tightened by good character. We need to be known for our honesty, integrity, our personal discipline. And then we need to be tested, snapped now and then for there to be a clear example. Most people pay more attention to our Christianity when we're going through a trial than when we're at ease. It is during the snapping that we see the clearest pattern. So when you stretch out that string from the chalk line and you tighten it on one end and you tighten it on the other end, you've got to snap it for that chalk to leave a clear, visible line. Well, that's exactly what has to be done in our lives at times through testing, through difficulties, through disappointments, through heartaches, and whether it's relationship, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, these tests have to come. Remember, a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. And so Daniel, let's consider Daniel. Daniel had purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And he was tested, that is, he was snapped. But the result was a testimony that left a clear line to God. And of course, all of us that have read the book of Daniel see his discipline, see his character. You don't have to look for trials to leave a mark, by the way. Just work on good Christian character and get filled with God's word. God will do the snapping. Job, in the book of Job, the Bible says, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." The snapping's going to come. Don't worry. You won't break, but you will leave a clear mark for Christ when it happens. After the chalk line has been snapped, that is, after you've been tested and tried, the chalk line needs to be coated again with chalk. So the Christian who has just gone through a trial will need to be saturated with God's word. When you're going through difficult times, that's the time to get close to God. I mean, if you're struggling in your marriage, that's the time you need to be getting close to God. If you're struggling at work, get close to the Lord. If you're struggling with your kids, get close to the Lord. Don't let your burdens drive you from God, but let them get you closer to the Lord. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Our Savior, Jesus Christ, provided us the clearest line of all as he was tightened and snapped. The purpose of his sojourn on this earth was primarily to be our Savior, but he was also our example. He taught us how to pray, how to work, how to treat people, how to confront evil, how to forgive, how to be kind, and how to persevere when we are all by ourselves. His chalk line through his flesh has been recorded in Scripture. It has left an indelible mark upon humanity. May we take the Scripture and put it in our flesh for other Christians to see. If you are following the Lord, then most likely God put some people in your life who were willing to be filled, tightened, and snapped to provide you a pattern. You watched somebody, you watched another Christian to discover how to live the Christian life. It's your turn to show someone else, so don't quit. God bless you and have a great day.